see evening sun go down.
Hey, Pop.
Cause my baby, she done left this town.
Wow!
Say, Ray Charles. Say, where's my breakfast?
Coming up. 5 p.m. tomorrow. Just like I feel today. Wait. Feel tomorrow. Just like I feel today. I'm gonna pack my trunk. Make my getaway. Make my getaway. Ooh, St. Louis woman. With a diamond ring.
Diamond ring. Oh, oh, la, la, la.
That evening sun go down, take me back home. Well.
Say, what is going on in here? Are you fixing my breakfast, or is this a Lawrence Welk audition?
I'm cooking the eggs so they won't be runny. Last time you said it looked like a plate full of dippity-doo.
Well, listen, Pop, you've been in here all morning. Now, does it take this long to fix eggs?
Listen, nobody rush the hen that's supplying them. So don't rush the cook that's frying them.
I've been gone all day, you know.
Anyway, you sure in a bad mood this morning. Maybe a hot meal will make you feel better. Good hot breakfast. How about that? See, that's my own special recipe here. We call it Day Omelette Fred.
So that looks terrible, Pop. Now, how do you expect me to do a hard day's work on a rotten breakfast like that?
Well, for the rotten stuff you've been bringing in, a rotten breakfast good enough.
Now, I'm tired of you complaining about the stuff that I bring in here, because I know what that is. That's just an excuse to cover up the miserable way that you're running this place.
Oh. What's wrong with the way I run this place?
Well, just look at it, Pop. Just look at this place. And look at you. I'm getting sick and tired of the whole thing. I'm getting tired of it, Pop. I'm getting tired of your nagging and complaining and holding me back. Now, I've had it.
In other words... you don't like it here.
No, I don't like it here. And as a matter of fact, if it wasn't for you holding me back, I could have been out of this junkyard a long time ago and into an office.
Yeah, the welfare office.
If it wasn't for you taking me out of high school, there's no telling where I would have been now.
Well, the only time you was ever number one is when you was the first dropout.
And look what I dropped into.
A gravy train filled with biscuits. You ain't gonna find nothing good as this nowhere else.
I'm getting sick and tired of waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning and eating rotten food and doing all the work around here. And let me tell you something else. I'm carrying you.
Where? I ain't been nowhere. I've been all the time and ain't leaving. You ain't carrying me nowhere. Dummy.
And that's another thing that I'm getting tired of. You calling me a dummy.
Well, the only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. Dummy.
So you don't think I can make it on my own, huh?
I know you can't make it on your own.
All right, then I'm just going to have to prove it to you.
Look here. What does that mean, you're going to prove it to me?
I quit.
You mean you quit the partnership?
Bingo. Give the man a cigar.
Well, you know, if you give up your share of the business, then if I die, you won't be getting all of this. You know who'll be getting it? State of California.
I don't think the state of California would accept it. They got enough pollution.
So you're really going, huh? Well, that means we won't be seeing each other no more.
No, I'll come around and visit you on Fridays, like Goldstein's son. You know that old junk dealer down the street? Well, his son comes and visits him every Friday night, and they have chicken soup.
Well, see, that's because they're Jewish. See, and every Friday night, they do something religious. So is that what we gonna do? Something religious? Where will you be working?
Well, that's exactly what I'm going to find out. You see, I'm going down to the unemployment office and see what kind of jobs they got. Now, I want to get me a job where I can use my head as well as my hands.
Well, they got it for you. They'll put a cap on your head and a broom in your hand.
That's very funny, Pop. And just to show you that there's no hard feelings, I'm going to stick around here until you get somebody to fill my job.
Oh, well, I'll have your job filled tomorrow.
You think so? Who you gonna get?
Anybody. I'm gonna change the sign now from Sanford and Son to Sanford and anybody.
I don't care what you do, because I'm getting out of here. I'm gonna get me a job.
I don't care. Listen, you ain't gonna never find another job like this one. You'll be back here tomorrow begging for your job. Anybody gonna hire you. One thing to be a dummy, and it's another thing to be stupid. And ain't nobody gonna hire no dummy, stupid. Stupid dummy.
Mr. Clifford?
That's right.
Come on, Sanford.
Oh, yes, thank you. I'll take that. Would you please be seated? First of all, let me ask you a few questions, Mr. Sanford.
Sanford.
What's your educational background?
Well, I was working towards my PhD, but I didn't quite complete it.
I see. How far did you get?
About the 10th grade.
Okay. What was your last job?
Well, I was in commodities, Mr. Clifford.
Commodities. Could you clarify that a little?
Well, you see, I was the head collector. I collected things that ordinary people don't recognize as being valuable.
You mean discarded objects?
In a manner of speaking.
Are you trying to tell me that you're a junk man?
Well, actually, that's what I was trying not to tell you.
Well, let's see if you're qualified for unemployment compensation.
Unemployment compensation? Well, Mr. Clifford, I came in here to look for a job. Now, there's no reason why an able-bodied man can't find a decent job in this land of opportunity. Now, I'm here to tell you, Mr. Clifford, that I'm prepared to roll up my sleeves and go to work. Now, I don't have to depend on a mere handout of $65 a week.
It's 75.
It is. As much as I hate to, Mr. Clifford, I'm afraid I'm going to have to accept that unemployment check of $75 a week.
Well, you won't have to. Here's one that's right up your alley. You know where 9278 South Central Avenue is?
9278? That really is up my alley. That's Ralph Backstrom's junkyard.
Yes, Mr. Backstrom's looking for someone.
Do I have to take this job? I mean, there's no chance of me getting unemployment?
Not as long as we can find you a job right up your alley, okay?
Hey, look, you can start to work in the morning. Now, the first thing in the morning, I want you to go down to the Supreme Salvage Company and pick me up some bathtubs out in order. By the way, can you drive a truck?
Yeah, I know all about trucks. Hey, I can take one apart in 5 minutes, man.
I ain't talking about stripping them. I'm talking about driving them. Hey, you got a driver's license?
Oh, yeah, right here.
Gee, Monetti. You sure take an ugly picture.
Oh, well, that's because it was early in the morning.
Listen, when you this ugly in the morning, you that ugly at night. Look here. Now, I got this address, and I got the check. Now, here's the address. Why don't you go pick up them tubs and take this check? Okay?
All right, Mr. Sanford.
Now, listen. Now, if you try to run off with my truck and try to cash that check, I'll find you. Might take me a week, might take me a month, might take me years. But one day, maybe 50 years from now, you'll be walking down the street, and when you least expect it, a 115-year-old man gonna jump out of the alley. Jump out of the alley with a 2x4 and cave your skull in. Come on, get to work.
Right on. What? Right on.
Right out.
Say, Pop, who was that big guy I just saw leaving here?
Oh, that was King. I mean, that was Norman. Yeah, he's the new fella I hired.
You hired somebody already?
Sure, I told you I would. As you do.
Are you kidding? I got a job just like that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What kind of job is it?
Got a job in commodities.
Oh, you still in junk.
But listen, Pop, this is a different job. Now, see, I got more responsibility on this job. Now, Mr. Backstrom wants me to take over the whole operation.
Backstrom? You're going to work for old Big Nose Backstrom?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. Everything's going to be all right.
Yeah, you got yourself a new man that you're happy with,
mm-hmm.
And I got myself a new job that I'm happy with.
Yeah, I guess you'll be leaving soon, won't you?
Yeah, looks that way.
Yeah, well, you gonna stay tonight for supper?
No, it's Friday night, Pop. I got a heavy date.
Friday? You almost forgot it was Friday.
What are you doing?
Well, if you can go out, I can go out, too.
Well, where are you going?
I'm going to have me some hot chicken soup down there with Goldstein and his son. Police department, I want to report a stolen 1952 red pickup truck. Yeah, a big ugly fella driving. I don't know, he just jumped in and took off.
Hey, Pop.
Yeah, Norman, it's time you took off. Yeah, you'd have to work all day, Norman. Okay, Norman. Goodbye, Norman.
Hey, who was that?
That was Norman. You know, that's the funny thing. It's almost 6:30, and he still want to keep on working. He's all over the place.
Oh, yeah?
What happened to you?
Oh, I had to work a little late. Mr. Baxter wanted some advice about some financial matters.
Well, where were y'all discussing it, in the chimney?
Oh, you mean this? Well, I got this helping a couple of my assistants move some merchandise.
Assistants?
Yeah, I got two guys that work under me.
No kidding. Well, if you look like that and two guys work under you, they must still be buried.
So the new man's working out okay, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Where's he at now?
He's out on the truck.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll go upstairs and change my clothes and run down to the diner.
Oh, no, I got your supper ready.
You have?
We don't work together, but you're still my son. I got your supper ready. Listen, you go ahead and sit at the table, and I'll get your supper.
Okay, Pop.
You're really tired, huh?
Me tired? How you gonna get tired when you got assistants?
Yeah, that's right. I'll get your supper. Well, here you are. How's that?
Hey, that sure smells good, Pop. Say, you know, when you want to, you really can cook. Say, what is it?
Well, just steak and green beans and rice-a-roni. It's my own recipe. I call it steak and rice-a-roni beanie.
You know, these are my favorite dishes in the world, Pop.
No kidding. Isn't that a coincidence?
Yeah.
Well, I'll go get you dessert.
Dessert? You got me dessert, too?
Yeah, you might not like it, but it's all they had at the supermarket, deep dish apple pie.
Hey, Pop, you know that's my favorite.
That's another coincidence. That's two coincidences in a row. Ain't that a coincidence? I can just... You go ahead and finish eating, I get this. Hello? Yeah, he's here. Well, who's calling? Oh, Big Nose Baxter.
Hello there, R.B.
Say, excuse me, Pop, I got to talk about some business with Mr. Baxter.
Okay, all right. I'll get you dessert.
Okay. Say, would you mind closing the door?
Okay.
Hello, Mr. Baxter? What do you mean, what am I doing home? Well, I worked an hour and a half overtime. Did you expect me to unload all those refrigerators by myself? Well, I get that. Of course I want to. Listen, if you don't... But I've... What? Well, you a white one.
Say, you still talking?
That's right, R.B. Okay, so long.
What did R.B. want?
Well, he just wanted to tell me that I did such a great job today that he's gonna give me some time off.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, you only been working one day, and now you're going on your vacation.
Yeah. I guess I'll take 2 or 3 days off and just hang around the house here, you know, catch up on my reading.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
You got a good job working for a nice fella, and I got me a good man working for me. You know, a guy that you can like and trust right away. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what's really nice about it? And we don't work together no more, but we still friends.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Right.
Say, Pop, I think I hit a truck.
You hit a truck? Oh, yeah, you hit a truck. That's Norman. That's Norman bringing a truck back with the stuff. I bet you thought he was going to steal a truck, didn't you?
What are you talking about?
No, nothing. I'm going out and help him unload these bathtubs. Say, what took you so long? You've been gone all day.
Oh, I just stopped home for a bite to eat.
The way you live in Cleveland?
Oh, you're sure aren't you, Pops. Hey, but you won't be mad at me when you see this great buy I got you for. This is really out of sight. You ready?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. This is the one. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey. Put a bab behind. What am I gonna do with a stuffed bear?
You mean you don't know what it's for? Oh, look. Every night before you go to bed, you take this bear and you put it in the window, see? And then you shine a whole lot of lights on it. And then if any burglars break in and try to steal something, well, they see this bear and it scares them, see? It's a watch bear.
Why, you big dummy? A watch bear? You bigger dummy than my dummy. I'll take you and shove you down that bear's throat. I gave you a check to bring me some bathtub, and you come with a bear. Listen, if you don't take this bear back and get my money, I knew you wasn't going to make it. Look at you, 200 pounds of brawn and 1/2 ounce of brain. If you don't get my money for this bear, I'll get me a crowbar and peel your head.
Oh, come on. Pop, take it easy.
And
now,
don't call me Pop.
Hey, Pop.
I said don't call me Pop. Hey, son, Norman and I were just discussing the rare purchase that he just made.
Well, what's it for?
Well, what's it for? Are you kidding? Move, Norman. Let me explain this dummy. See, this is a watch bear. You put this in the window and shine lights up on it, and it keeps the burglars away.
You put that thing in the window, and it'll keep the customers away. Say, excuse us, Norman. You stay out here and watch the bear. Say, come in here.
I'll pull on my clothes now. You know I don't like
listen
that.
Listen to me. Hey, sit down. Sit down, listen. Now, this guy's going to drive you out of business. Now, he's been gone all day and comes home with a bear.
Well, it's his first day on the job. You know, you got to give him time to learn the business.
I'm telling you, Pop, if we give him any more time, there won't be no business. Now, I just can't stand around here and let this guy do this to you, so I'm going to quit my new job, no matter how good it is, and come back to work here for you.
Well, won't R.B. be mad?
Well, I don't care. Let him.
Blood's thicker than water.
Yeah. What do you ever do for you?
That's right. Say, Pop, there's just one thing. Now, what about Norman?
Well, I wouldn't do it for nobody else, but I'd do it for you, son. I'm gonna fire him.
Hey, but won't he be mad?
I don't care. Let him be mad.
That's right. What did he ever do for you?
He brought me a bear.
That's exactly why you should fire him, Pop.
Yeah, I'm gonna fire him.
Say, Pop, where's my bread, man?
You want your bread? Here, there's your bread. Now you fired. And don't never call me Pop.
You come out here and say that, Pops.
Will you come on in here?
Oh.
Come on. Come on in here. Listen, I'll never hook you to death. Say that out, dinner.
Yeah, looks like we're back in business again.
Right.
Partners once more.
You know it.
Right.
Right.
Say, you know what, Pop? We can at least say one thing. Now, we gave it a chance.
Right again.
And we both know that we can make it on our own.
Right.
Right.
Hey, listen, son. Why don't you get on over there and finish your supper?
Okay.
But you know why? One of the worst things in the world is cold steak and rice aroni beanie.
Right. Right.
It's nice to have you back home here where you belong.
Hey, it's good to be home, Pop. See, imagine that Norman. He really turned out to be bad news, man. Imagine somebody buying something as stupid as a watch bear.
Well, you know, I thought about that, and maybe he wasn't too stupid.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, last night when you went to sleep, I thought I heard a prowler, so I got up and went outside and propped the bear up against the house.
And you think that kept the burglars away?
Of course it did. Didn't nobody come in and steal nothing, did they?
I don't even want to talk about it, Pop. Say, listen, did you bring the mail in this morning?
Oh, I forgot. I get it now.
Okay.
Feeling tomorrow just like I feel today. Feeling tomorrow.
Say, what's the matter, Pop? What are you doing? Say, what are you doing? Say, Pop.
Hello, police. I want to report a stolen watch bear.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape for a live studio audience.